All right, 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse number 8. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8 will be our text for starting tonight. We're dealing with a husband in the home and the pattern for the home when it comes to the husband. And we've been on it for a little while. And don't worry, husbands, we'll still be on it for a little while longer, but the ladies is coming. But you know what? It'll probably be our luck that when we finish, the Lord will come back and take us home, right? Won't even be able to move on to the ladies. But it all starts with us, though. And some of you might say, you know, some of you might either might not have a wife or you might not. But as a man in this church, you have a spiritual responsibility, just as a member of this church. Amen. All right, 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. I'm going to go back to that verse here in just a minute, but we've talked about the husband is completed by his wife. The husband is to be his wife's leader. Husband is to be his wife's example, her protector. He's supposed to be the companion of his wife. And tonight I'm going to start on but not finish. The husband is to meet his wife's needs. He's supposed to meet his wife's needs. Not just his wife, but his children, his home. He is supposed to meet the needs of his house. All right? So I'll use this verse here and we'll go back to it in just a second. But a wife needs affection from her husband. He needs affection from her husband. I said this a few weeks ago or whenever it was. I don't remember. Sunday or whatever. There'll be somebody out there to give your wife affection if you won't. I didn't say it was right. Because it's not, but somebody will. Somebody will be willing to listen to her. Somebody will be willing to show her affection, show her attention. And the husband, you're supposed to meet that need in her life. And again, as I'm going through here, I know sometimes in the back of people's heads, and I've taught some of this stuff before in other churches and other places, and you know, you always have somebody, husband, coming up, well, if she would do what she's supposed to do. I've went over this a million times. In the eyes of God, you do what you're supposed to do and let God take care of that. And more than likely, if you get your stuff straight, she just might get her stuff straight because she's got somebody to follow now. And so a wife needs affection from her husband. A wife needs conversation from her husband. She needs to be able to talk, especially if she doesn't work and she's with children all day long. Now, I'm not getting on the wife yet, but just a little tip. Give him like 5 minutes when he walks in the door before you unload on him. I realize you've been with children all day. I understand. And I'm about to get back to the husband needing to listen and needing to sit there and just nod his head. But you actually have to pay attention because there might be a quiz. All right? But she needs that. She needs the conversation. She needs that conversation there. But he has been at work all day. And he, you know, you haven't talked to an adult all day, but he might have been on the phone all day. There's two worlds colliding here. So maybe when he comes home, unless he's just a chatty box too and wants to jump right into it, you know, give him a few minutes. But then, husband, you need to prepare. When I get home, I need to listen to my wife. That doesn't mean you have to say anything, because sometimes she don't need you to say anything. She just needs you to listen. She might be complaining about something, and she might, but this is something I had to learn. When she begins to unload, that doesn't mean she needs you to try to fix everything she's talking about. She just needs to get it off her chest and need somebody to talk to about it. A lot of times she already knows what she needs to do if the children were acting up or whatever the case might be, and maybe she had a bad day and you can't fix it all. And sometimes you might get like frustrated and say, well, man, I want to be able to, this is what you need to do. And you get aggravated with her and say, well, you should have done this or you should have done that. Just listen to her. That's what she needs at that time, is for you to listen. And if all she's been doing is talking to kids all day, she needs an adult to talk to. And there's a lot of women that do not get that attention from their husband. And so they get on social media and they'll find somebody to listen to her. And again, that's not right, but I'm talking to the husbands that we can prevent that by being what she needs, and that's sometimes just an ear somebody that she can just talk to and vent or whatever she needs to do. She needs to be able to do that. A wife needs her husband to be honest and open with her. That's what she needs. We talked about insecurities several weeks ago. And one of those insecurities is if she doesn't feel like her husband's being honest and open with her, she's going to have a million things running through her mind about what it could be. Is it somebody else? Is it something I've done? And so she needs him to be honest and open with her and have those conversations. We talked about how your wife ought to be your best friend. So whatever you're going through, you should be able to talk to your wife about it. And if you can't get to that place, date her all over again. Try to mend this thing so you can have a home that God is pleased with. But we ought to be able to listen to her. We need to be able to meet these needs. We need to be honest and open. Husbands, and I'm about to get back to our text verse. We have to meet the financial need of our wife and family. All right. Before I go back to our text, look at verse number 14 of the same chapter. 1 Timothy 5:14. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children. What is the next words? Guide the house. Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. All right. So it's God's will for ladies to, for young women specifically, it says here to marry, bear children, and guide the house. It's not God's will for a woman to have a job outside of the home. Now, when I say that, I know, you know, that's not popular teaching, but that's just what it is. And so there's some situations where that has to be the case. My wife had to work when we first got married. As soon as we were able to, we got to that point where we didn't have to. Because I believe she's right where God wants her to be, and that's at home with the children, teaching them and guiding the house. All right? And there's some scenarios where that doesn't work out, and what you say, well, I would like to be in that place, and you pray about it, maybe God will let you, and so forth. But when it comes to her guiding the house, she has to be given the funds and given the approval to do that. If that's what God wants her to do is to guide the house, then you need to make sure you support her in being able to do that. And I realize that, you know, there might be some ladies that have very expensive tastes on how they want to decorate their house, and they gotta use some common sense. You can't spend more than what you make. But if there's something that she wants to do at the house, maybe you could do without the shotgun. Amen. I'm preaching to myself. I understand that. But you got to meet her needs. Amen. And if she is to guide the house, you've got to be able to support her on that and help her, give her the what she needs to be able to do that. All right. And sometimes that takes that financial support to be able to do that. And later on, we're going to get to the lady. And that Proverbs 31 woman was very, very frugal with money. She even did things to make extra money for her house. That Proverbs 31 lady did. You know, and I know ladies, you know, they naturally want to help. They want to help make money. And that's why you got all, you know, Avon 31, beads, pearls. I mean, you got all these things, these ladies, and they like to get involved with that. And sometimes they enjoy doing that, but at the same time, in the back of their mind, they're helping their husband. And that's what the Proverbs 31 woman did. Didn't she not do that? She made and she weaved things and she took them and she sold them and she tried to help out. And there's nothing wrong with that mentality wanting to do that. And husband, you need to try to help her the best you can and work together to help her guide that house. All right. Another thing a wife needs, she needs family commitment. She needs family commitment. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is she needs to make sure you're there for the family. And there comes a certain point in your life, especially young men that have a lot of hobbies, that sometimes those hobbies have to take a back seat to the family. Whatever it might be. It might be golfing, it might be hunting, it might be fishing, it might be whatever, but there comes a certain point where she needs commitment to the family. She needs to know that you're going to come home and spend time with her and you're not going to be hanging out with the guys. every night when she's sitting there trying to take care of the kids or whatever the case might be. All right? And there's a time and there's a place for stuff like that, but she needs that family commitment. All right? Turn, don't turn there. I'll read it. The husband is the one who God ordained to meet the wife's needs. That's who God put in place to meet the needs of his family. He left the husband there to take care of those things, not the government. It's not the government's job to raise your children. It's not the government's job to educate your children. It's not the government's job to take care of your wife and family. He gave that to the husband. That's his job to support and take care of the needs of his family. All right? So the husband's supposed to do that. And the Bible says, we read it a couple weeks ago in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, that we're supposed to dwell with them according to knowledge. According to knowledge. So don't do this tonight. Go home and pray about it and do a lot of studying. What I mean by studying is pay attention to your wife. What are her needs? What are things that she needs from you? You know, if we were to go around the room and just ask, all right, Brother Brian, what does your wife need from you? And who knows what it is? And I don't want nobody to answer here. And don't guess. But think about those things. The Bible says, dwell with them according to knowledge. And so that means you need to learn. You need to understand what she needs. She needs emotional comfort sometimes. And again, that might be just simply, it might simply be just walking out of the room and leaving her by herself to figure out whatever she's going through. Sometimes that's what she needs. Amen. Sometimes she just needs some personal time alone and having enough wisdom, dwelling with them according to knowledge, to say, I need to walk out of the room right now. Amen. That's helping her with her needs. Sometimes she just wants a minute. And what do? You got to give it to her. Because if you keep poking, what happens if you poke a bear? It gets angry. And so these are all things that I've had to learn, and I'm still learning. So I'm just trying to help, especially the young husbands in here, but all the husbands. She needs that emotional comfort. She needs to know that she's loved and supported. These are things that she needs. All right? And husbands, we're supposed to meet her needs. Right? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, but hold your place in 1 Timothy. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We have a great, great responsibility, husband. And I hope that we realize that as we're going through this study. First Corinthians chapter number 7. Now, don't all the ladies lay out when we get around to the ladies. I'm sick. All right, First Corinthians chapter number 7, verse number 3. If you're there, say amen. Amen. All right. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. All right, I'm not going to go into a lot of details on that right there. We got young ladies in here, but we need to make sure we're meeting the needs of our wife, and they're supposed to meet our needs also. And we're going to get into some more of that lady, but I do want to deal with the very last part here about the incontinency. That means lack of self-control or temperance. The husband should give all the time he can to his wife. Now, in this passage here, it's saying that the husband needs to give himself to his wife and his wife to her, and spending time together, but the only time it's supposed to be separate is when you're giving yourself to the Lord, when you're praying, when you're fasting, and that's the time that you do not give yourself to your wife or her to you, and vice versa. But here, this incontinency, I keep struggling with saying that word, but that's a lack of self-control or temperance. And so you don't want to get to that point where you have that lack of self-control and that temperance, and the devil can get involved in your marriage because you will not spend time with your wife. If a husband, and I've heard this said before, I've heard a husband say that he deliberately stays away from his house because he doesn't want to have to go home and deal with his wife or talk to her or hear from her. Now, I don't know what's going on, and, you know, she might just be, you know, Satan's sister. I don't know. But that doesn't take away from what you signed up for when you said I do. And so if you deliberately stay away from the house because you do not want to deal with her or talk to her or be with her, you are in direct violation of this Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. You're in violation of it. And so we have to be very careful, husbands, in this area. She needs our attention. She needs our affection. And the husband should be able to give all the time that she needs to him that he possibly can. Now, wives, I'm, again, just slipping over here a little bit. I'll get back. Sometimes he's at work and he's got to work. And he can't be on the phone with you for 2 hours. You know, if it's an emergency, I understand. But I've known some husbands and wives, man, he's at work and he's trying to work and he's like, what do you want? I'm trying to work. And she just wants to, yeah, well, you won't believe what the neighbor did. He's putting it on mute going, wah. You know, as much time as he can. Now, when you walk in the door and you get your 5 minutes apiece, then hear all about what the neighbor did. Amen. But a husband's got to meet his wife's needs. Let me just give you a couple more here, and then we'll stop about 10 more minutes. A husband who will not meet his wife's needs, back over to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, back in our text verse. A husband who will not meet his wife's needs is worse than an infidel. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. And husbands, hang in there. We got a few more weeks of this, but we will get over to the wives. Husbands must meet the needs of his wife. 1 Timothy 5:8. We already read it. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. You know what an infidel is? Anybody know what an infidel is? It's an unbeliever. So he's saying that if you do not provide for your home, for the needs of your wife, for your children, in your home, that you're worse than an infidel. You're worse than an unbeliever. That's pretty bad. And not only that, but he says here, you've denied the faith. You could have every area of your life that seems like is in order, and you're at church, and you got your Bible, and you look decent, and you're coming here, and you're doing what you're supposed to. But if you don't take care of your home and meet the needs of your wife and your family, then the Bible says that you're worse than an infidel and you've denied the faith. That's a harsh accusation. And no matter how hard you try, and no matter how beautiful of a picture you want to paint of a Christian family, you're not a Christian family. Even though you want to be, even though you want to have a Christian home, if you do not provide for the needs of your wife and your home. Let me give you this. Let me give you one more thing and then I'll stop. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 25. Do you want to know the key to meeting the needs of your wife? Right here. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Do you want to meet the needs of your wife? There's the verse right there. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And that is a very tall order to follow. I've already said that multiple times throughout this study. It's a very tall order to follow, but does Jesus Christ not meet our needs? What does the Bible say? He says, he shall supply all our needs. Now, you know, maybe there's some wants that you have that you, you know, really badly would like to have. And maybe God knows if he gave you that $1 million, he'd never see you ever again at church. But all of our needs, I don't have one need tonight that God hasn't taken care of. And as soon as a need arises and I don't have the funds or whatever to be able to take care of it, I go to him, say, Lord, I have this need. And I just try to trust him, and he's always provided. He's never failed me. Amen. I wonder if anybody here can stand and say, he's failed me. I've had a need, and he failed me. He's never failed me. That is our example, husbands. Now, if your wife's trying to guide the house and she wants a $1 million diamond chandelier, that's a want. but if she needs the toilet fixed because it's not working, that's a need. The husband needs to go meet the need. Amen? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Sometimes this isn't the easiest thing to preach. And you should see some of the look on some of your faces while I'm teaching it. It doesn't make it easy to continue. But I think it's necessary. I need this stuff. And Jesus Christ is our highest example. And he loved the church and gave himself for it. And husbands, what are we willing to give to meet the needs of our wife? I'm not talking about all the wants. If she wants shoes and purses, you know, a different one every day, that's a want. If you can do it, praise the Lord, you know. And we'll be getting on to the wives later to try to help them stay in check for what they need. Amen? All right, let's stand. That's about all y'all can take or I can take. I don't know which one.